These weird-looking blobs are not just some random jelly balls in the ocean. Those are some of the biggest organisms with just one cell you'll find on Earth. And they pop if you squeeze them. We're looking at a specific type of algae that can be as small as a pinhead and as big as an eyeball. Or better yet, sailor's eyeball, as they're usually called. How large it's going to be depends on what's in its vacuole, which is the space inside of its cell wall. This organism is made of just one cell, but it can have more than one nucleus. It's like it has many control centers in just one cell. This happens because these organisms are so anisotic, which means they're made up of a bunch of nuclei that don't have walls that would separate them. These are not some mythical creatures hidden at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. Divers around the world who like to explore coral reefs can stumble upon them. These algae come in different colors, such as black, bright green, or silvery. Their color depends on how their cell walls are set. In some cases, researchers stumbled upon a shiny orb on the seafloor that looked like a golden egg. The interesting thing is that the egg had a hole in it. So the question was if something had tried to get out or into this orb. Hopefully, it was just a jelly blob minding its own business. Normally, cells don't grow this big. It would mess up their balance. If something's too big, the ratio of surface area to volume won't be optimal anymore. But sailors' eyeballs have their own trick to end up this large. There are different parts inside them, and each has its own chloroplasts and nucleus. If you were to pop one of these jelly blobs, it wouldn't just burst like a balloon. Instead, it would probably pop up, because they only need one nucleus for a whole new eyeball to grow. All this means is it would be hard to have them in aquariums. But they can at least live peacefully in the ocean, hoping no one will pop them. Now the question is, if a one-cell thing can grow to be this big, how large can real living beings get? The biggest animal that has ever walked on our planet was probably a dinosaur called Argentinosaurus, a giant that lived around 90 million years ago. We can compare it to the heaviest land creature we have today, the African elephant. It weighs less than 7 tons. Gigantic for us, it would look like a bug next to the Argentinosaurus, which weighed around 77 tons. They both look small next to the blue whale, though, with a weight of 165 tons. That's probably the heaviest animal that has ever lived on Earth. In theory, and according to the laws of physics, creatures that live on land can gain up to 120 tons. There's a mathematical principle that explains why animals can't grow indefinitely. It says the ratio of two volumes is greater than the ratio of their surfaces. It means that as some creature gets bigger, not all of its parts get bigger at the same rate. If the elephant gets 3 times as wide, tall, and long, its overall size will also increase. But its mass will increase way, way more than that. It means the volume will grow faster than the surface of the animal's body. That's why bigger animals need much larger limbs to support their weight. The problem is that limbs probably won't be strong enough to carry such an enormous weight. The only way our imaginary giant elephant could move such a heavy body is by having extremely big and thick legs, just to walk, let alone do other things. Physics is not the only element that sets size limits. Otherwise, we'd have to be very careful not to end up under giant, wide feet of 100-ton animals wandering around. Another important thing is whether there's enough food for them, because these giants certainly need a lot of it. It's not just quantity, of course. Creatures can only grow bigger when they live in productive environments with high-quality foods rich in nutrients. That probably explains why certain reptiles, such as titanosaurs, grew way bigger than, for example, the biggest mammals that roamed terrestrial areas. Warm-blooded mammals have faster metabolisms. That means they need around 10 times more food to support their body sizes than reptiles do. Reptiles not only have slower metabolisms, but they also have lower body temperatures, so they can eat less and still feel satisfied. And they'll grow big anyway, since they don't burn their calories that quickly. No wonder that the biggest dinosaurs that walked on land were 10 times larger than the biggest mammals. Now, blue whales are kinda exceptions to all these rules. They're warm-blooded mammals, but when you live in the ocean, being a giant is not a big problem. It's easier to be very large in the water because it takes away lots of stress and pressure from your bones and muscles. And that's something land animals can't avoid. That way, blue whales can swim around and look for food the whole day. They can just casually open their mouth and let zooplankton come in. So yeah, our planet has proven it can handle mega creatures because for hundreds of millions of years, some of them walked on land, not just swam in the ocean. But in the last 20,000 years, most of them have vanished. Big land mammals such as rhinos and elephants exist only in some parts of the world, and their numbers are getting lower. There are fewer whales than before. And for these, or some other giant animals, to evolve that big again, humans would have to step back. We may not have gigantic dinosaurs, but some of the creatures living in today's world are still surprisingly and dangerously big. Like the saltwater crocodile, the biggest reptile in the world. A male can grow up to 23 feet and weigh about 2,200 pounds. That's not the only scary thing about them. They have the second most powerful bite on the planet, right behind that of the Nile crocodile. The title of the largest bird on Earth belongs to the ostrich. It has wings, but they're too short for flying. The animal holds them outstretched when it runs, and this way, it stays balanced more easily. Plus, their body is too big for flying anyway. That's why evolution had to give them some other advantage, like being able to run very fast. Don't make an ostrich upset unless you can run faster than 40 miles per hour in short sprints, or at least 30 miles per hour over longer distances. In just one stride, this bird can cover up to 16 feet. Which is how long a mid-sized family car is. Don't underestimate these fellas just because they're birds. They have very strong legs they use for self-defense. They can kick with a force that would take down even a lion. You wouldn't expect turtles to grow this big and to look so mean, but somehow, alligator snapping turtles still manage to surprise us. With jaws that look like beaks, spiked shells, and thick, scaled tails, they really look like the dinosaur of the turtle world, or the main enemy from Super Mario games. They love to spend their time in lakes, rivers, and canals of the southeastern United States and live for up to 100 years. They have chemosensory organs in their necks, which means they can smell using their throats. That helps a lot because their eyes aren't much of use in the murky waters where they live. Instead, they just draw water into their throat in a specific method we call gullet pumping to get samples of the water around them they want to smell.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.